Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my website is that exact same thing, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, all the other things, the knowledge base. The articles, the archives, you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Somebody else who's all over Twitter is our good friend Lois Geller. She is a social mediaite. What is that? If I just coined a new word, Lois?
I think I'm in the Twitterati.
Well, I think I'm just maybe just a twit. I think that's what they call me. And Lois is the founder of Lois Geller Marketing. Also, she's the author of a number of books on loving up your customers and reaching out to them and getting them to do what you want them to do. Customers for Keeps is one. Also, Response, which is the complete guide to profitable direct marketing. Lois, tell us how we can find you.
Well, you can find us at LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com or JoyOfDirectMarketing.com,
right.
Blog, and on Twitter at Lois Geller. I hope you visit me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I love it.
So check it out.
Anywhere, LinkedIn, Facebook, everywhere.
You're all over the place, aren't you? We're talking about some of the things Lois has learned. Folks, she's out there. She's a pro. She helps. She's a professional helping other companies like yours and mine, you know, get the most out of our marketing activity. And so what she's been doing is sharing with us some of the things that she's doing, some of the inside baseball stuff that that we're learning in her inside of her marketing company to market her own business. Lois, and I appreciate you sharing these things with us.
Well, we're having a good time testing them because whatever works for us will also work for our clients' businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, as you said, I'm doing all this social media. I'm doing
the blog. Is that helping you?
Well, the funny thing is,
because a lot of business owners are saying, "Does it? You know, all this stuff, does it really work?" I think some of it puts people off, but some of it, you know, folks, you have to separate the nonsense from the quality stuff. What do you think, Lois?
Well, I think that when you see what the large corporations are doing, and if they're continuing to do it, we know small businesses like ours will probably benefit from it as well.
Yeah.
And everybody says that, you know, I tried Twitter, and I don't care if you're eating a ham sandwich. But Twitter quitters are like quitters in everything.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, you know, everything in life, we have to become discerning consumers of things, don't we?
We really do, and Twitter has become something that I'm in love with Twitter. I have met a lot of people that have on Twitter that have come into my real life,
mm-hmm.
and people that have referred business to us, and so it's become a real valuable resource. I do have a lot of followers on there, so when I do tweet, people are reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So building the number of followers took me about a year to do. And it means not just tweeting out tweets, it means engaging people. So noticing that at Jim Blasingame has a show on somebody, you know, about somebody that I want to hear about today, like Mike Medved, then,
right.
You know, I want to
Michael's going to be on next, exactly.
Yes, and you know, a quality person like that, I will notice that on Twitter and then before anything else.
Well, I also got some tweets from some people who said, wow, Lois Geller is going to be on the Jim Blasingame show. I want to make sure I hear that. So that happens, yeah. Too. So social media has become part of your world. But what you've done is you've said, okay, I'm not going to deny the potential power of this. I'm going to harness it. I'm going to be involved. I'm going to stay involved. And you found a place for yourself there. And that's what I think other small business owners can do with social media is don't, you know, if everybody dwelled on the fact that people can get killed in a car, nobody would ever buy a car.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, everything has its negatives. I saw something today And I was on a social media site earlier today of mine, and some one guy that I'm connected with saw that he's planning two trips. Well, I don't care if he's planning two trips, but I just blew right over that and went to something that meant something to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so, but it's definitely a way, and the beauty of it to me, Lois, of social media is small. This is a tool small business owners can use more effectively than the big companies can.
I think that that's the most important part of it, because we can have access to people and to companies that we would never have access to. I went up to, and I met somebody from Disney on there on Twitter, and then ended up having an invite to talk to them about social media, and I'm going to Epcot tomorrow. And it was all because of a couple of things I noticed on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the man from Disney, who would I talk to about social media? He told me the man's name. I told him he referred it, just like we do in real life.
Right.
You know. And
But you would never have met him otherwise.
No, I never would have met him otherwise. And that's the value of getting access. Now, the funny thing is that I can't really point to any business that I've gotten from social media.
Yeah.
But I've gotten, what I have done is I've built relationships on LinkedIn over time, and gotten to companies that I would like to do business with. And then from there, I've gone further into the company on Twitter, and then eventually I get an appointment at least. The funny thing is,
right,
you still only get business when you're face-to-face.
Face-to-face is the original social media, Lois.
It really is, but I was at the floor.
I'm sorry, Lois. I got to wrap it up. You know how this works.
Yep.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
Lois
Thanks
Geller,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't do without her. She'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, right after these messages. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Medved, the author of the Five Big Lies About American Business. And as you know, Michael is a famous talk show host of his own right, number of years, 3 hours a day. He talks about lots of different things and author of a number of books. Michael, we're just talking about this idea that wealth and prosperity are finite things, that if I'm wealthy, then that means I obviously took something away from you. You know, I used President Obama's quote, recent quote, actually on the 28th of last month, where he said, at some point, you've made enough money. It's not just President Obama. There are a lot of people in influential places in America today, Michael, who have that attitude. And how do people like you and me and the folks who listen to us, who are trying to grow businesses and grow their wealth and find some independence and use their visible and invisible hands to help society, how do we combat that? How do we deal with that?
Well, first of all, surround yourself with other people who share your values. And then basically when the government comes out to get you, as a lot of people believe that governments are doing right now, you got to take a political action and defend yourself. And that, I think, is what the so-called Tea Party movement really is about.
Isn't part of that defense, Michael, though, becoming knowledgeable of the issues and paying attention, not just taking what the government gives you, but not just voting, but I mean really getting involved and knowing what's going on? Isn't that a responsibility we have these days more than ever before?
Entirely so, because most people who have a superficial awareness about American politics get their information from TV, but people who are listening to your radio show or going to your website or going to my website or listening to my show or just engaged with the issues. And right now there's so many ways to become engaged and become more knowledgeable. And I think that's part of what, I think that's part of one of the good things that President Obama has accomplished. He's united conservatives and defenders of the free market in that defense.
Don't you think though, Michael, that more than conservatives, he's given independents a little bit of a frame of reference for their own views? What do you think?
There's no doubt, because America is not, this is one of the lies you hear on talk radio. I mean, I could do a whole other thing about the five big lies of talk radio. America is not a majority conservative country. It is a majority moderate country.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
But most people in the moderate center do not like the direction of the country right now. They're people who voted for Barack Obama and feel deeply betrayed and disappointed because he's gone in the direction of growing government, growing deficits, and spending too much money, of money that the government can't make. Because this, again, this is another point in my book. His big lie number five is that you can trust the government to treat people more compassionately than for-profit business.
Right.
You can't trust the government at all because the government never makes money. It can only take money.
And this brings me to an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up. What was it, 04 that the tsunami hit Southeast Asia?
Yeah.
What year was it? I forget. Whatever year that was. If you remember, the United States government had not given all that much money to that region, and we were taken to task in Europe because of the what the government had not done, and those people thought that they were throwing rocks at us, but what they weren't noticing was if you took the entirety of all American giving, it blew the rest of the world out, because in America we don't wait on the government to help people out. In other parts of the world, like Europe, they say, okay, government, you've taken all my taxes, you do it.
Well, that's exactly right. And by the way, that's one of the problems with American education. You ever wonder about this? Why is it that America leads the world in college education? And we do. We have the best universities anywhere in the world. That's not true of our K-12. It's because K-12 is almost entirely a government monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
In college education, it's mixed. You can go to a government university or you can go to a private university.
Mm-hmm.
And both are prominent and both receive support. We need the same kind of broader choice between the free market system and government-provided alternatives.
Michael, as we wrap up, I've only got a few seconds. My goal, my wish for America between now and November is not that people vote like me, but that they get involved, they learn what the issues are, and that they really they vote based on those issues, not some myth that's out there. What do you think?
I think that's right, and not just vote, but talk to your friends,
yeah.
Get involved in conversations.
Influence them.
Voting can change government leadership, but only you and your conversation can help change mine.
Well said. Michael Medved, thanks for being here. Good job today.
What a great joy talking to you, Jim. Continued success to you and your show.
You too. Look forward to getting you back again real soon. Michael Medved, folks, the five big lies about American business, wherever books are sold. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.